Okay, Erev Tov, everyone. Great to see some of you. Hope all of you are doing well. Hope everyone is healthy. And again, these late night shiurim, I know, are very tough, so we're going to get right into it. We're now already in our fifth installment of Making Davening Meaningful in this series. All of them we're posting to the WhatsApp Zoom links, and we're also posting them on YU Torah. I know some people find it easier to listen to shiurim on YU Torah in terms of the interface versus listening on via the WhatsApp. But it's great to learn together in person. And last time we focused on the first four brachos that we say every day as part of Berachos HaShachar. We pointed out that they come from different places in Shas. Some are from brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis, some are from Menachos. And really, we said last time we started the Mahalach, we started the order of the brachos by saying the first was about intellect, was about our ability to be mavchin, to distinguish between things, like the pattern we find by Shmona Esrei. The very first bracha of the requests in Shmona Esrei is for intelligence, the ability to discern differences. And then we went to three brachos that are found in the Gemara in Menachos. And really, these three brachos are about our soul, about our status, about the way that we came into this world. Shelo asani goy, shelo asani oved, and the split of shelo asani isha versus sha'asani kirtzono. And now we move to a different type of bracha. It's in the pattern of Berachos HaShachar, but the second mahalach, the second set of brachos, are talking about the physical phenomenon of our body. Right, the first were about intellect and soul. Those are the first four brachos of Berachos HaShachar. Now, the second set in Berachos HaShachar, we're talking about our physical senses and physical abilities. That's what we're giving shevach v'hodah. That's what we're giving praise and thanks to Hashem for. And the first that comes in this is the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim. And in many ways, it makes sense that the first bracha of the blessings for our body is about opening up the eyes of those who are blind. Why is this the first one of the brachos that we say about our body every morning? Some point out, very interesting, because at night, you could speak at night, right? I have children who talk in their sleep. My wife tells me sometimes I talk in my sleep. You can actually hear things while you're sleeping. We know a loud noise will wake someone up because you hear things while you're sleeping. But you know what you don't do when you're sleeping? Again, you can say something, you can hear something, but you don't see when you're sleeping, right? Even if someone sleeps with their eyes a little bit open, they're sleeping. They don't see anything. So that's why some say, really, when you wake up in the morning, the first physical phenomenon that you experience that is new is the ability to see. That's one approach as to why this is the first of the brachos. Another says is that the Gemara tells us that suma chashuv kemes, that to a certain degree, someone who is blind, it's as if they're like removed from this world. What does that mean, suma chashuv kemes? Some say the ability to see others, the ability to just see is such a part of our existence that Rachman Litzlan, if a person has that taken away, to a certain degree, it's like taking away a part of their life. And therefore, the first bracha that we say in the morning is this bracha of like akin to a mode ani, Hashem is restoring our soul. So just like Hashem is restoring our soul, so too, pokeach ivrim, our eyes are open, that Baruch Hashem, we have that ability, we're not chashuv kemes, that we are not considered like not in this world, like dead. And we know when a person's sleeping, that we said already, it's tasting a little bit of death when you sleep. So this is why some talk about Pokeach Ivrim. But we know that the Navi, in different contexts, talk about the Jewish people as being blind, not physically blind, but also spiritually blind, being unable to see what's right in front of you. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, talks about this in Mesilas Yesharim. He talks about this a lot. He talks about in Zehirus, in the chapters of watchfulness and being careful with things, that sometimes when people don't see truth, it's because there's a certain spiritual blindness that they are not working to remove themselves from. And sometimes people don't want to see the truth and they close their eyes to it, right? You know, you're closing your eyes to it, you know, like refusing to see something. So Pokeach Ivrim is asking Hashem not only for the physical sensation to be able to see, but Pokeach Ivrim is also some connected to a deeper level of seeing, from seeing the totality. And you know, it's very interesting that something I shared at Shal Shudas in my home with my family, that when you look at the Bnei Yisachar in Parshas Tammuz and Av, and it's something from the Sefer Yetzirah, that every month represents a different physical ability, represents a different part of the body. And the months of Tammuz and Av represent the left eye and the right eye. Right? When you only have one eye, you don't have depth perception. And so when you have two eyes, the months of Tammuz and Av, and ironic, these are the worst months of the year for the Jewish people, right? These are the months when everything bad happened, but it's these months that enable us to see. And perhaps one could argue that it's in these months we have to see beyond what's right in front of us. We have to be able to see, for example, the Leidas HaMashiach, the birth of hope, the birth of the redemption, on Tisha B'Av day itself. So this is why the first bracha of the physical sensations is one that's physical, but also not really so physical. Pokeach Ivrim, that God opens up the eyes of those that are blind. Rav Schwab in his Sefer on Tefillah and a number of others have suggested that when you say the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim, you should say the first half of the bracha with your eyes closed and then open them up when you say Pokeach Ivrim. Not that you have to say this, but it enables you to really experience, you know, the sensation of being able to see Pokeach Ivrim. And it's a good reminder to get you focused, make sure you're having kavana when you say that bracha. So that's the first of the brachos of physical sensations, okay? The bracha over eyesight. But then the next bracha, also on one level, very simple. What is Malbish Arumim about? What is the bracha of Hashem clothing those who are naked, right? Malbish Arumim. Thank you, Hashem, that we have clothes to cover my body, that we know the human body is frail, and we have clothes to protect us from the elements. But there's obviously a deeper meaning also to Malbish Arumim, because it's not only thank you, Hashem, that I have clothes again, not to take anything for granted. As we said, you know, the pshat of the Saba Mislobodka, the altar of Slobodka, that Nosan Lasech Vivina, not to take for granted the rooster that crows, the rooster that wakes you up. But so too, Malbish Arum, we don't take for granted our clothes. We thank you, Hashem, that I have clothes. But also, Malbish Arum, and we know who the first one to wear clothes, of course, they were the first human beings, Adam and Chava. But when did they wear clothes? They wore clothes after they sinned, and they knew that they were naked. And therefore, Hashem actually dresses them with kosnos or veyal bishem. Hashem actually clothes Adam and Chava. And so some say that we think of Adam and Chava, that just as the first human beings, their clothes were provided for them by God, we have to know that our clothes, right, we have in our closet, we have in our dresser, we have it in the drawers in our room, but we have to know ultimately it's not that we got it from Target or Walmart or from the mall or from Old Navy, wherever Gap, wherever we got our clothes. We got our clothes from the Eibishter. Right, we have to remember, Malbish Arum Hashem, you're the ones that clothes me. But also, there's just like Adam and Chav and Gan Eden, the ultimate the Chesed that Hashem does. But also, there's another level. That why did they dress in clothes after the sin of the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara? Because that's when Adam and Chava were uncomfortable with themselves. There was a sense of busha that happened. There was a sense of needing to distinguish themselves from the animals that walk around that just unclothed. And so therefore, Rav Schwab says this, that we clothe the parts of our body that make us uncomfortable, that are animalistic, that are animal-like. That's why we don't cover our faces, right? The burqa ladies in Beit Shemesh in Yerushalayim, that is not Torah on any level. Right, Judaism doesn't believe in burqas, right? That's craziness, right? And we don't have to cover our hands, right? And that's in fact the first brach of Netilas Yadayim, what hands represent. And so some say that's what distinguishes us from animals, our heads and our hands. And those are the things that that we don't cover, right? These are the things that make us uniquely human. But the other things we cover out of a sense of embarrassment, of recognizing the animalistic side of us. That's what Adam and Chava succumbed to, and that's what they were so aware of after the sin. So therefore, the second bracha in the second series of brachos about physical phenomenon and about the body is about recognizing a certain sense of tznius that we have to have with our body. And Mal Bisharum Hashem, you gave clothes to Adam and Chava. Hashem, thank you for the clothes you give me. And also, again, a certain awareness of our body when we say the bracha of Mal Bisharumim, that we're not embarrassed of our body in when it's used properly, but we have to know that the sense of modesty is a tool to distinguish us from the animals and to remind us of this distinction between Mosar HaAdam Min HaBehema, right? The way that human beings are a level above animals. So that's the bracha of Malbish Arumim. What's the bracha of Matir Asurim about? So we're in a roll here. What's the third bracha in the second set of brachos? So it's not what Shabtai Tzvi did, right? Just for a little comic relief, nothing funny about Shabtai Tzvi, except this ridiculous thing that he would do. Shabtai Tzvi, we know, was a false messiah, and he caused tremendous anguish and sorrows for the Jewish people, because people mamish thought he was Mashiach, and then Shabtai Tzvi just went off, actually converted out of Judaism. It was a disaster. Very, very bad matz of the Shabtai Tzvi, one of the more famous false messiahs in Judaism. But Shabtai Tzvi, when things started going a little wacky, he would actually say the bracha of Matir Asurim, and then he would do prohibited things from the Torah. Meaning he interpreted Matir Asurim as, that God permits us to do forbidden things, and then he would just do Hisurim. That's obviously not what Matir Asurim means. The bracha of Matir Asurim does not mean that we are going to do Isurim. But what's the bracha of Matir Asurim about? The bracha of Matir Asurim is that when we are sleeping, we're really not in control of our limbs, right? It's a whole interesting Gemara in Baba Kama about a sleeping person, that if he damages something, is he chayiv, is he not chayiv, why is he chayiv? But we know that in general, when a person goes to sleep, we know we're not in control of our limbs. And when we wake up in the morning, Matir Asurim, it's as if we are in a prison. We're in the prison of a body. And Matir Asurim, that God allows us to extend the body. God allows us to move our limbs. And when you look in the Gemara and Brachos, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, as we discussed, the Rav Yosef Karo says these Brachos are connected to physical phenomenon that we experience, the Gemara and Brachos, over through the morning. So Matir Asurim is the bracha that we say when we move our limbs, right? When we stretch out our arms, when we stretch out our legs, right? Before we stand up, right? That's not the bracha of standing up. Matir Asurim is before we stand up. We give HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks for freeing us in that sense. And again, this actually is connected to the bracha of Shelo Asani Oved, right? Like if Pokeach Ivrim is connected, Lavchem Ben Yom Uvein Loila, right? Mal Bisharumim, how it's related to Shelo Asani Goy, we're not going to get into. But Matir Asurim related to the bracha of Shelo Asani Oved, that we're not constrained by anything. Matir Asurim, Asur means to be closed up, to be changed up, chained up, and Hashem is Matir. Hashem frees us in a physical sense that we can move our limbs, but also, just like we said by Shelo Asani Oved, that we are not a slave to anything. Nothing holds us back, that we are able to exercise free will and fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. There's nothing that compels us. We have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yachal. We're in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem allows us free reign, Bechira Chafshis, to do. And so that's the bracha of Matir Asurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to move physically, but also spiritually. And now, the fourth of the brachas is the bracha of Zokev Kefufim. The bracha of Zokev Kefufim, again, has multiple layers behind it. The first layer of Zokev Kefufim is, of course, the very simple physical sensation of being able to stand up straight. And those that have learnt with me before knows that I never really appreciated this bracha until one year during the the father-son turkey bowl in Springfield when we used to play a father-son football game on Thanksgiving morning. And I really, really hurt my back. I'm not going to get into the whole story, why it happened. Let's say my team was winning and it was frustrating someone else on the other team, whatever. I'm not going to get into it, whatever. But I really hurt my back very badly. I only made it to Shul that Shabbos with a walker. Mamish with a walker, and the person who did it to me came up to me. He's like, "Oh my gosh, Rav! Oh my gosh, was this me? Mochmi?" I said to him, "Come back Erev Yom Kippur." You know, that's what I said to him. I said, "Come back Erev Yom Kippur." I told him something else also. I won't repeat that as I'm being recorded in a public venue, but I told him, like, don't come back to me Erev Yom Kippur. But I will tell you, the bracha of Zokev Kifufim never meant so much. Never meant so much. I remember that first morning when I was able to stand up without pain out of my bed, it was a different kind of Zokev Kifufim. And, you know, I hate to say it, but if you've never been challenged with back pain, like severe back pain, you know, I'm not sure if you fully can appreciate the bracha Zokev Kifufim. I still remember visiting someone from our Kihila Kedosha, a person who looked fine, but he was in agony. I remember sitting with him in his house and he was like krechsing and that old man, whatever. I'm not going to get the details why he hurt his back, how he hurt his back, but he was in such agony. And I said, "Mamshi, you look fine." It's so hard to stim because you don't see a tube up his nose. You don't see, a drip in his arm. He looks fine. He's just, man, it's an agony. But that's what it is. On a very simple level, Zokev, very simple, but obviously very deep, Zokev Kifufim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to stand up. But there's another level of Zokev Kifufim. And the other level of Zokev Kifufim is, of course, when we talk about animals, most animals are horizontal. They don't stand vertically. Animals are horizontal. They're bent over. They walk on all fours, right? Even gorillas, their natural state is they're hunched over on their knuckles. But as human beings, Zokev Kifufim, it's a bracha, connecting to Malbish Harum in that way. But again, one, not only that I don't have back pain, but two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I stand erect, that I am a human being. I'm Zokev Kifufim, that at night I was bent over in my bed, but now I can stand up straight. And we know, of course, Komas HaAdam, the stature of a human being, we know corresponds, and the human body corresponds to all of the Olamas Elyonos, all of the Sphiros are connected to different parts of our body, our head, our right arm, our left arm, you know, the torso, the legs. So therefore, Zokev Kifufim, that I can stand up straight, that I'm a Tzura Sa'adam, that I'm a human being, and that means I have a Tzelem Elokim, a divine image. And so that's a second level of the bracha of Zokev Kifufim. But there's also a third level of the bracha of Zokev Kifufim. What's the third level of Zokev Kifufim? And this is a famous story that I've told in our shul many times, and it happened in 1967. It happened during the Six-Day War when the Tzanchanim, when the paratroopers made their way to Har HaBayit, and of course they liberated the Kotel HaMaravi, Har HaBayit B'Yadenu, one of the first civilians who was making his way to the Kotel was an old Yerushalmi Jew that was dressed in his Shabbos finery, and he was dancing his way down to the Kotel. As soon as he heard that the Tzanchanim made it into the Old City, he put on his Shabbos clothes and he started walking to the Old City. He was a great tzaddik. He was known as a Makubal. He was walking to the Kotel and he was walking singing a song. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Zokev Kifufim, Zokev Kifufim. He was singing the bracha of Zokev Kifufim. And people thought the guy was crazy, right? This is a bracha. This is the time to sing the bracha. A Zokev Kifufim, the one who straightens out those that are bent. This isn't about Zokev Kifufim. This is about V'sachazen Einenu B'shuv Chol Tzion B'rachamim, about seeing the return of God's presence to Zion. This is the bracha of, that we say, Tisha B'Av after Yom of Nachem, Bonei Yerushalayim. This is the time to say Zokev Kifufim. And one of the Chayalim asked this Chashuv Yid, he says, "Rabbi Yid, what? Why are you singing? Why are you saying the blessing of Zokev Kifufim?" So he said to him, "I've lived my whole life in Yerushalayim." And he said, before 1948, from 1948 to 1967, we couldn't go to the Kotel HaMaravi. But before 1948, you know how I used to walk to the Kotel HaMaravi? As soon as I came to the old city, I used to have to walk hunched over and bent over with my hands protecting my head. You know why? Because when you were walking through the old city to get to the Kotel, those that lived in the old city would throw garbage at them, would take sticks and beat them, would throw glass at them. It was very, very uncomfortable, at times dangerous, and certainly very demeaning and very, very embarrassing. And therefore, he said, this opportunity to come to the Kotel, standing erect, standing straight, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Zokev Kifufim. This bracha also reflects not only that we're a human being, that we have Tzuras HaAdam, that we have Tzelem Elokim, that we stand up straight, we're not like an animal bent over, but also there's a further machshava, a zokev kifufim, that when we talk about the komas ha'adam, when we talk about the stature of a human being, when we talk about a human being like the sulam of Yaakov Avinu's dream, that sulam mutzav arza v'rosho magia shemaima, every human being, we're planted in the earth, we're planted on the earth, but yet we reach up to heaven. That's the komas ha'adam. That is the stature of every human being. But we recognize also Zokif Kifufim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In what way does Zokif Kifufim relate to us Jews in this time that we find ourselves, this really amazing time, the opportunity to walk around as a Jew with pride, that we feel great, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, Umanam Gorleinu Mayofa Yerushoseinu, how blessed we are to be able to serve Hashem, and as we stand up straight, and we're not embarrassed, and we're not shy about it, and we're not timid about it. This is who we are. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. It's a tremendous bracha, the bracha of Zokef Kifufim. It's not a simple bracha, but it's a very, very important bracha. And you know what, even though this shiur is a little bit shorter, we're going to end now, because this was the second section. The next bracha, Roka Aretz Al Mayim, that's a third section that Be'ez Hashem will learn next week. So just chazering over the second section of brachas and brachos HaShachar, again, the first section was all about intellect and neshama. The second section, the way it's understood by most Mefarshim of the Gemara and Brachos, it's talking about physical phenomenon. The first, sight, but again, it doesn't only mean eyesight, it means ability to understand, connecting it, meaning because obviously everything in the physical world and spiritual world are correspond, they're parallel one each other, right? We're not going to get into the Kabbalah of it, but obviously in the physical world, in the spiritual world, everything is connected, the bridges between the two. So Pokech Ivrim Hashem opens up our eyes that we can see. And again, just on a simple level, just to be Makir Tov, just to really feel gratitude and appreciation. My Bruya Talmidos know that we can't take things for granted in this world, right? We're in this world to be Makir Tov. And the Ramban says that all our service of Hashem is predicated on recognizing the good that Hashem has done for us and expressing gratitude. And so do you tell me, I mean, think for yourself honestly, today, did you really feel blessed that you can see? Do you feel, did at any point today, were you consciously aware of your ability to see? And did you feel blessed by Hashem with that ability to see? Well, you were supposed to during the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim, right? That's why the recommendation by Rav Schwab and others about closing your eyes at the beginning of the bracha, then opening your eyes. Malbish Arumim, thank you Hashem, that it's not Target that gave me clothes, it's not the Gap that gave me my clothes, or Macy's. Hashem, my clothes come from you. I know that they come from you. And yes, it protects me from the elements, my hat that I wear in the sun, right? But also Malbish Arumim is deeper in terms of a sense of busha from Adam and Chava, the chesed Hashem did for them, but also a sense of busha, of recognizing that we're not animals. And clothes doesn't necessarily make the man or woman, but clothes help us recognize that we're human. Clothes helps us recognize a sense of modesty that we should have. The third bracha was Matir Asurim. Again, not like Shabtai Tzvi, Shem Rishon Yerkov, who would just do Isurim, but Matir Asurim, that in bed we're like Ilu paralyzed, right? And then we can move limbs, and that Hashem is unlocking those things that were in that we're almost in jail, that we're bound up, but also Matir Asurim connecting to Shalos Ani Ovid, that when we wake up in the morning, it's a new neshama, everything's open to us. Matir Asurim, things that we felt we couldn't do, building the courage, Hashem gave us our neshama, today we can do it. And the last, in the second series, the fourth bracha, is the bracha of Zokev Kefufim, which on the Pasha Pshat is, how many of you had a conscious thought of thanks to Hashem that you can stand up straight, that you can move your limbs for each of these brachos. But Zokev Kefufim also means Komas HaAdam, the stature of a human being, vis-a-vis that animals are hunched over, human beings stand up erect, but also like that famous mice of that old holy Jew on his way to the Kosel who was saying the brach of Zokev Kefufim, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, we live nowadays, and I know, and unfortunately, some places it's not so pashut. Some places, you know, when my son visited France last year, or 2 years ago, you know, his friend said, not nish pashut to wear a yarmulke. You know, some places it's not. But Zokev Kefufim, by and large, the opportunity that we have, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that we can walk into a shul, and we Baruch Hashem, we can daven, and we don't have to be afraid. So that's something of Zokev Kefufim, the chashivas, that it means to be an Eved Hashem, to be part of Hashem's B'ni Bechor Yisrael, of Hashem's firstborn. Okay? So this is the second set, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. Next time we will talk about the third series, which has a lot of very, very fascinating things and very important lessons. My favorite bracha, maybe my favorite bracha of all brachas, we're going to learn about next week. My favorite bracha of all brachas. It'll keep you a little in suspense. Okay, have a good night.